Hey friends, over 60% of you are listening to me right now on an Apple product. iPhone, iPad, iTunes. I need your help. The truth is, Apple will make this podcast more discoverable to new listeners the more reviews it has. So I'm here asking you to take a moment and leave a review. If you've gained any value from this podcast, the greatest thing you can do for it, besides spreading the word and telling friends, is leaving a review. It's real simple. If you're on your phone, head over to my podcast page within the Apple Podcast app and leave a review. Or if you're on a computer, you can head over to my podcast page within the iTunes app. That's it. That's all I ask. And if you have other podcasts that you love, do them a favor and do the same for them. It'll make their day. Now let's get this podcast started already. Hey guys, welcome to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. So good to talk to you guys again. There's actually no guests this week. This is a Gary update week. It's been a while since I've done one of these shows, and I know you guys like kind of the update podcasts, and I try to find a balance because I think that there's so much value in guests, and I want to thank Glenn Rodriguez for coming on last week. It was so great to catch up with an old friend, and you guys seem to really enjoy his story, and I'm glad for everybody that went and followed him. And again, go check him out at Real G Rod. Show him some love, please. I think he will greatly appreciate it as he begins his weight loss journey and his trek back to LA. So I'm really excited for him. We've got some more guests coming up soon on the podcast. I do promise you guys, we're going to bring some more guests, some more insight. If you know somebody that you think is a good candidate for this podcast, you know, and there's some of you that are listening that maybe you think you want to be a guest, let me know. Reach out to me. If we're already pals on Instagram, shoot me a DM at Gary Cantrell, and we can certainly talk about it. You know, I want to make sure that you're comfortable. I know doing a podcast is not so easy, and I try to make it so that it's more like a conversation. Like, imagine if I gave you my phone number and we just started talking on the phone. And that's really what this is like. The only difference is there's tons and tons of people that listen to it, which can be enough to make people nervous. And I realize that. So, and speaking of which, you know, I'm not really one to talk numbers and brag numbers and all this kind of stuff, but, I'm really excited with where the podcast has been going and all the people that have been jumping on and supporting. And I do really appreciate it. I'm seeing some really promising growth here with the podcast since we got added to Spotify and iHeartRadio. And I want to welcome people that are listening on those platforms specifically. Thank you so much. Thank you to the folks who have left me iTunes reviews. This means the absolute world to me, and this definitely helps the podcast get discovered as more as well. And I want to take a page out of Andy Frisella's playlist, his playbook. He's got this podcast called the MFCEO Project, which I definitely get a lot of value out of. And he tells people on his podcast that if he brings you value, that bring one or two friends to the podcast. And so I'm one to give credit where credit is due. And I heard this on his show, and I think it's a great idea. And so I want to ask you guys, to bring a friend to the podcast. Do you listen to this show and feel inspired by it? Do you feel like you get a lot of great value out of it? So much so that when you get done listening to it, you feel better, or you feel like, man, this guy is really speaking to me. And if that is the case, then I would encourage you. You know, there are ways to monetize a podcast where I could say, you know, go to hardworkalwayswins.com and buy a shirt, use my Amazon links on my website. I could tell you all this stuff, and that's fine. And for the people that do that, I do appreciate it. But one of the greater things that you can do for this podcast that costs you absolutely nothing is just by going and telling a friend, hey, have you heard of this guy? Have you heard this podcast? Because I'm telling you guys, this podcast is really, really good. And if you go and tell somebody that, then they might come in and then they might bring a friend. And so really, I just want to emphasize that here at the start of the show. And again, credit to Andy Frisella for the idea. He does it on his podcast. You know, tell a friend only if it brings you value. Don't just do it just because, you know, you want to you know, say, hey, Gary, look how many people I brought you. Bring people in if you feel like they're going to get value out of it. I think that that's super important. And just share it with people. Send them a link in iTunes. Send them a link to the podcast or link to my Instagram or what have you. And just, you know, post it in your story. I've seen people do that. And I greatly appreciate that. You guys have no idea how much that means to me. When I see that, it just lights my face up with a big smile. Thank you guys so much. But we're doing so good. I'm seeing growth month after month after month. I can tell you from February to March, the listenership doubled. And then from March to April, it went up about another 15 to 20%. So we're getting traction. Thank you guys so much. The hard work squad. Thank you guys. I appreciate you. So let's get into the podcast today. Enough of the kind of in-house business. Thank you for putting up with that, by the way. I think it's fair. I think I should definitely include this stuff here and there because I think it's important to keep you guys in on the loop as far as what is going on with the podcast and then getting to the actual, what I like to call the meat of the podcast. So where am I at? Where is my journey currently standing? The last time I did an update, I was telling you guys that I quit the scale pretty much. That was a thing. This had been almost 2 months ago now, I believe, because we've had a guest just about every week. You know, I quit the scale. I did a 5K. The 5K, I think I should really go there first because that was just such a huge, huge thing for me, guys. I mean, I have a friend. I have one of my best friends, Sean. And then I have another friend, Andrew. They're like my two best friends. I give them like equal status in my life as my best friends. People tell you only have one best friend. I say BS. I have two best friends. And both of these guys, to their credit, they're actually very tall gentlemen and they walk extremely fast. Like if I go to the mall with these guys or if I go to the beach with these guys or what have you, when they're walking around super fast. And there was a time years ago, even as soon as a couple of years ago, where I would go to places with these guys and they're power walking and I'm having all the trouble in the world keeping up with these guys. And now it's not a problem. It's really not. You know, to keep up and to keep moving, it's really not a problem. I mean, would I wish they would slow the hell down? Of course I would. Andrew, Sean, slow the hell down. But they have big, long legs. They can't help it. But just, you know, this is one of the things I want you to think about first, because as I talk about, you know, kind of giving up the scale and retiring from the scale for now, this is always subject to change because at some point I'm going to check and I'm going to see where I'm at. But I want you to think about, you know, think about what are those NSVs, the non-scale victories, because I think those far outweigh anything you're going to see on a scale. I mean, I look at like my clothes. I'm sitting in extra large shirts now, depending on who makes them, because some of them, they're just so damn tight that I have to be in a 2X, and even a 2X is weird, but other shirts, I'm like swimming in a 2X and comfortably fitting into an extra large. It all depends on the maker of the shirt, I suppose, but I want you guys to really think about what are some of your non-scale victories. And so the next time, let's say, you know, and I think it's most of you listening that do rely on that scale at least once a week or how whatever your frequency is. And I want you to think about, you know, what it is that you can do now that you couldn't do before that should instantly outweigh how you feel about the scale. Let me clue you in on something about the scale. And I don't want to make this a big scale thing because I do this on a lot of podcasts, okay? But like, you know, for instance, excuse me, I almost choked there. For instance, you know, when I was watching the scale once a week, you know, there would be like my cheat day. And I think it's important, on a case by case basis, whether or not you have a cheat day. For me, I need that. It keeps me sane. And so I would notice that, you know, on a cheat day, because I was intaking a lot more than I normally would, just because it's cheat day and you feel like, well, I get one day, so I'm going to make the most of it. You know, you'd go up anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds in one day. Now, you didn't really gain 5 to 10 pounds in one day. That's just bloat and all the stuff built in your body. And then if you go the next day, you'll see that number cut in at least half. And then by the next time you go to the gym, it's either right back down to normal. It's within 1 or 2 pounds of normal. Okay. If you overly eat on a cheat day, you're really gaining maybe a pound, maybe 2 pounds at most. but there's just all this bloat that causes it to be way more than it actually is. And so, think about kind of some of these non-scale victories that you don't see on the scale that really mean the world to you, that stuff that you could do. Send me a DM. Let me know what you think that they are. You know, hit me up on Instagram at Gary Cantrell. I can tell you for me, one of them is, you know, how comfortable I fit in clothing. I just talked about that. Another one is riding roller coasters. That's something I'm doing now. Again, I started it last summer and we're continuing that trend now. Another thing is doing a 5K. So back to the 5K. This really just blows me away. The fact that I was able to participate in this, the support and just cool people that were a part of the 5K, you know, people that are running around you, people that are like patting you on the back and saying, go, man, go, you know. Part of it's probably because on the back of my shirt, I had the words first 5K in the date. So I'm sure that played some factor, you know, into it. But just having the support of people, my wife and my father-in-law, my wife's friend showing up, you know, to root me on. We did a whole vlog about this. It's on my YouTube channel. Link is in on garyspodcast.com. You can find it right there. But just all this care and thought from people that just showed up and showed so much love. Like, I cannot tell you guys what that means to me. It means the frickin' world. I mean, I can't even, at this point, I can't even put into words, you know. I just never thought that, you know, 2 to 3 years ago that would even be a discussion. Like, you're going to run a fight. What? And I didn't run the whole thing. You know, I jogged most of it. I ran fast in some parts and I walked a great deal. It was probably, you know, skewed more towards jogging, probably like 60 or 70, 30 roughly. Maybe 65, 35, with jogging, you know, being the majority of it. But I was talking with a friend of mine on Instagram and he told me that, you know, you're probably going to perform better with a crowd of people. And he was so right. So right. I perform so much better. I mean, I can tell you this, back when I was in, you know, my bands back in the day, easily, hands down, I performed way better as far as in person in front of people than I ever did in like a band practice. And so much so to where bandmates were like, man, are you all right? You were kind of missing that note, or you don't look like you're into it, or what have you. And the truth of the matter was, is that it was just the performance of people being around. You know, I'm a performer to a certain degree. I still have that in me. So that really was kind of the driver, I think, that helped performance, you know? So I have been tracking about probably 41, 42 minutes on average for the 5K on, you know, practicing on the treadmill. And I finished in roughly 39, you know, and some might say, well, that's only, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. But to me, that's a big deal. You know, like to me, just to finish, just to partake in it is a huge, huge deal, monumental deal to me. Different people will have different thoughts on it, but for me, that was everything, man. That was the hugest accomplishment. I'm just blown away. I really am. So much so that when it was all said and done, I woke up the next morning. I took the day off the gym because I was just so sore. Like, I was like, well, one of the things I do, like if I'm hurt or if I'm really sore, I try not to skip the gym. I try to just find other body parts that I can work. And my whole body was just hurting just because I pushed so hard that I just like, let me take the day off. So I'm laying in bed and I see this Facebook ad pop up for a run and ride 5K. At King's Dominion, which As you guys know, that's where I've been going to, you know, ride roller coasters while, you know, I've been trying to, while I've been trying to lose weight, you know, see what I could fit on. And I fit on everything in the park now. That's the fact of the matter. But, it just blows my mind that, you know, they have a 5K there, and I'm like, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I'm gonna register for this 5K. So I registered for it. There is a link on, what is it, on my Instagram in the bio. It should be the first link or second link where it says, you know, my next 5K or something like that. And you can register and get a deal registering under my link. And I think it'll be cool. Join me. Join me if you're free. Join me if you like roller coasters. Let's ride a roller coaster together. I just think it's so freaking cool. And I was looking at the map because there's actually a map on there of where you're going to be going. Excuse me. I'm pooped. I actually just got back from the gym just a little while ago, so I'm already worn down. This is going to be a shorter podcast today for sure. It's just an update one anyway. But I saw the map for this 5K, and I was like, holy crap. Like, I get to run in some of the areas that are, like, closed off to the public. You know, like, to use the wrestling analogy, the backstage area. The backstage area of King's Dominion. There's some of that stuff that'll be in play. I'll be running in areas of the park that I've never, ever seen before. So I'm super hyped about that. I think it's going to be really, really awesome. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. That's June 2nd, by the way. I realized that I was trying to push you to check out the link, and I didn't even give you the date. It's Saturday, June 2nd. It's early in the morning. I got to get up early and get my butt down to the park. So we'll see how that goes. I'm interested to see how I run early in the morning. I know that at 5 o'clock in the evening, which was when the last one was, the Margarita Madness 5K, you know, it was in the afternoon. I was fully awake, and if anything, I was slightly tired just because of all the anticipation. I was kind of just getting nervous and psyching myself out, I think. So there was some of that at play. So we'll see. We'll see how I do early in the morning. I mean, I know when I've gone to the gym early in the morning, I've got a lot of energy. So I'll probably have to take a nap in my damn car before I go home, because that's a long drive home, and probably going to need to rest. That and riding roller coasters. I mean, those roller coasters bang you up and spin you all around and really just mess you up. That's no joke. So that's what I'm doing on June the 2nd, the run and ride King's Dominion 5K. So be on the lookout for that. If that's something that you're interested in checking out, let's do it together. I'm inviting everybody. I'm going to start telling you guys, if you want to know, I'm going to start letting you know where you can find me on these 5Ks. And if you want to join me, by all means, you are more than welcome to join me. So, yeah, there you go. That is the latest on that. So other than that, right now, as of right now, I am working on training for this next 5K. And as far as my workout, the biggest thing I've been doing is I've just been changing it up. And I cannot talk about this more as far as what I think is the best approach when it comes to, you know, just general workouts. You know, it's like, you really, really, really want to change it up. When I first started, I was all treadmill all the time. I always talk about, you know, find what you're good at and do it over and over and over again. And I still stand by that. But with the caveat of when that becomes too predictable, or when you stop feeling results, like, you know, you get on that treadmill and you're not sweating anymore, even though you pushed it, that's when it's time to change it up. And so I went like treadmill to stair stepper, elliptical, bike. And I'm back on the treadmill now just because I'm training for this next 5K. And, I don't even take this 5K super serious, like in the sense of I'm not out there to be the number one place or whatever like that. In fact, any 5K I'm doing is going to be all fun run kind of stuff. Yeah, everybody gets a medal, that kind of stuff. I just want it to be for the experience, just because it's roughly a half an hour, 45 minutes of exercise that I'm ultimately going to perform even harder at because there's people around, and that means I'm going to burn more calories. So really, it's just going to help me. But I've been changing it up a lot in the gym because I don't follow the scale like I used to. It now allows me to really change it up in the sense of, you know, I can do a little bit less cardio and do more weights because I'm trying to really get the weights thing reined in and really, you know, building up more strength in like my arms and trying to shape up my stomach and my chest and all this other stuff while I lose the weight. So everybody's got their own different approach of how they're going to take it and things like that. And for me, this is what's working for me. This is where I feel the best. You know, I feel the results. And so far so good. So that's really where I'm going to take it. One of the things in the coming months that I'm really hoping to do is to really put an emphasis on the whole working out outside. That's one of the things I really, really want to put an emphasis on. No question, guys. I want to get on a bike. I want to buy a bike. So I actually teased this on my live Instagram on Saturday. I'm like, yo, if y'all buy some more shirts at hardworkalwayswins.com, I can save up some money to get a bike. I was half kidding. But no, I want to get a bike. I want to start riding outside, you know, 15, 20, 30 miles, whatever it takes. I've got a lot of cool bike paths around here. So that's on the top of my list right now. Doing more running outside. In fact, I'm going to try to mandate to myself that I do at least one, that I try to do at least one of my workouts outside per week. So skipping a day of the gym and just doing it strictly outside, that is another goal of mine that I am currently looking into. But just in general, doing more activity outside, that's basically the whole point of all of this, is I want to do more outside because I just want to get some fresh air. I like how I feel when I go outside. I think it's a good feeling, and it just kind of breaks up kind of the similar builds up kind of the similar, you know, or breaks up kind of the similar workouts and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much my goals for the rest of 2018, is to do more working out outside. And I want to hear from you guys as well in terms of, is that something that you're looking to do? Not necessarily because I said it, but was it something that you were already thinking of that, hey, I really want to start taking my workout outside. Now, if you're somebody that already works out outside, I guess the answer is obviously yes. But I'd love to hear from people that don't work out outside, that maybe you live in the gym like I do. And you're like, hey, man, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about that. The weather's nice where I live, and that's something I want to do. And I think that would be cool to hear from you guys on that matter. So basically, that's where everything stands right now. You pretty much know where I stand in my fitness, in my weight loss journey. That is where things sit. So I'll wrap it up there. If you want to tune out now, you can. But I will, of course, tell you about hardworkalwayswins.com because that's my website. And I got a special code for you guys. Gary's Podcast, GarysPodcast, Gary's Podcast is the code at checkout. Now, when you enter in this code, you will get 10% off your purchase. How cool is that? So use the code because you're a listener of this podcast. I want to show extra love, extra support to those of you who are supporting me in a big way by supporting this podcast. So check them out there. I'm still uploading new stuff as we go. I was talking with my fulfillment partner and they're adding in polos. So that's something that's coming very, very soon, as well as now there are camouflage shirts. So if you like camo, I'm going to have a couple of camo designs coming to the store very, very soon. And I'm working on new designs for the store as well. You might have seen me in my newest Twitter and or Instagram profile photo rocking the what's called the metal shirt. People have been asking because I was actually wearing a tank top, which is not in the store, but it will be in the store very, very soon. So stay tuned for that. But Gary's podcast, that is the code at checkout. It's going to get you 10% off. I want you guys to join the Hard Work Squad. Check it out and see if this stuff inspires you like it inspires me. Because good God, man, I'll tell you what, you'll be the talk of the gym. Get a lot of people that come up to me, hey, where'd you get that shirt? Hey, where'd you get that shirt? Hey, where'd you get that shirt? And I got to tell you, it blows my mind every single time. I am not used to the attention that I get with these shirts. So if you want to be the talk of the gym, go and get these shirts. Even if you're somebody that doesn't work out, you're just listening to this show because you like me or you like some of the other stuff I talk about. Tell you what, guys, the whole hard work always wins does not just apply for fitness. It applies to life. It applies to that band that's on the road trying to make it to the next city so they can make just enough money to get gas money to get to the next tour date. It's about entrepreneurs, hustlers. Hard work always wins. It's not just a clothing line. It is my mantra. I live by it. I speak it. I wear it. I live it. And you too can join the Hard Work Squad with the code Gary's Podcast at checkout, hardworkalwayswins.com, 10% off. Join the squad. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. Thank you guys so much for checking out the show. I do greatly appreciate it. And I'll be back next week, likely with a guest. And that's it for now. I'll talk to you guys soon. Until then, hit me up on Instagram about some of the stuff we talked to, the non-scale victories that maybe you're seeing, all as well as if you're going to start working out outside. I'm curious to hear from you guys and what you're going to do in terms of those workouts. So hit me up, slide in the DMs. Let's chat, guys. Thanks for listening. And I'll catch you on the next one.